And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. The American College of Physicians just published a position paper reminding doctors that patient care, not organ harvesting, is their primary duty. Apparently, this needed to be said out loud. The ACP acknowledges that patients are currently subjected to painful procedures before death solely to preserve their organs for transplant, including inserting arterial catheters and administering massive doses of blood thinners that could worsen their injuries. The paper notes that 25 to 50% of these donors end up unable to donate anyway, and some actually survive to leave the hospital. The Supreme Court handed down a 6-3 ruling recently allowing the Trump administration to require Americans to mark their biological sex on passports. The majority rightly noted that displaying passport holders' sex at birth no more offends equal protection principles than displaying their country of birth. And the governor of the Bank of Canada, Tiff Macklem, delivered a grim message to Canadians recently: get used to a lower standard of living. While he blamed U.S. tariffs and protectionism, the reality is that the Liberal government in Canada has been spending out of control since 2015. Canadian families already spend 42% of their income on taxes, more than food and shelter combined. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Mark Carney just announced millions more in taxpayer money for LGBTQ communities and gender equality. The University of Houston has just canceled a course, the Confronting Oppression and Injustice course, from its social work program, drawing praise from those who think higher education should focus on job skills rather than political activism. And a federal appeals court ruled recently that Ohio's Olentangy Local School District can't force students to use preferred pronouns or acknowledge the gender identity of trans-identifying classmates. The Sixth Circuit found that the policy raised serious free speech concerns and noted the district introduced no evidence that the use of biological pronouns would disrupt school functions. And a Tennessee Democrat running for Congress in the state's 7th District called the Supreme Court's decision protecting kids from transgender procedures a gut punch and has campaigned with a drag queen who urged parents to bring their kids to his shows. And finally, a general in the Canadian Armed Forces made a tearful public apology for systemic racism, expressing regret that First Nations, Black, Asian, and other minority members face barriers while serving. When your armed forces are more focused on apologizing than defending, you might want to reconsider your priorities. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both of those things you can do right now at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can also subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.